Hello there and welcome. My name is Kylie Kane and this is the Verzian Chronicles. Welcome to what may very well be the end. We're standing in the Undercity area before in a graveyard of sorts as we meander forward and come into a man named Raveen. Before we talk about what Raveen says, I want to let you know that if this is the final episode, I hope you enjoyed it. I mean that entirely. This has been a wild ride for me, and I'm just excited to be making it for you. Of course, all of the plugs will be at the end of the episode for any other places, including my YouTube channel, which apparently I'll be streaming to soon. Anyways, back to what Raven says. He says, a rather strange place to meet living members of the Sunlit Realms. I'm curious as to why you're here. Could I rightly assume that you have something in common with the man Saravak and Cave? Before we say anything more, would you be willing to tell us who you are? I am Raven. My friends and I are mercenaries in the employ of the Iron Throne. We've been sent to hunt down Saravak. It seems as if he went crazy and started murdering all who got in his way, including Rialta, and the Throne don't take too well to be having the higher-ups killed. You know, the longer I talk to you, the more familiar you become. You're Kaldric, aren't you? Well, 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 seems as if we got lucky. Killing you a nice... give us a nice hefty bonus. Sorry about this, but you're not wanted dead, only alive. Only dead. Okay. Only dead. Well, there is a lot of people here to fight, so let's just see how the battle goes first. The battle's going poorly. Rasad is near death. The Rasad, I want you to take the Potion of Invulnerability. All right, and I want you to take a Potion of Healing. Come on.
Aid me.
Who's aid? Oh, Rasad is. Buddy, let's move you out real quick. Everyone else is kind of dying here real quick, so that's fine. All right, Gorf is dead. There are three left. Khalid, looks like people are dying pretty hardcore. Imowen, I want you to be attacking Karsten. And Jahira, I want you to be doing whatever you're doing. All right, looks like everyone in the group is now nearly dead. And we have successfully killed off the final. Apparently, Cloud Kill was... oh, shoot. Get the fuck out of the Cloud Kill now. Go, 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 go. All right, cool. Cloud Kill. Who leveled up? Zan did. There's a Cloud Kill spell, and I do not want anyone dying. I just realized what it was as we were sitting there. We're going to identify the stuff that we have in our possession. An Adder Sting. A Cutlass plus two. A Scorcher Cutlass. That's cool. Who can use that? Oh, cool. Then the Shadow's Bane, which is a plus three to Thaco. It's a plus three weapon, but it's an assassin's tool. That's cool. Who can use that? A couple people can use that. What is this? They improve shadow armor. You know what? I actually want to give this to Imowen. I'll give this backstabbing tool to Imowen. I'll give this to Rasad. I wonder if anybody can remove his curse. It'll probably be a priest spell, honestly. Blight. Curse. What is this? Detect evil. It'll probably be a blue spell, I would imagine. Protection from evil, remove fear, sanctuary. We'll grab another armor of faith because why not? No alignment. I'm looking for anything that might allow me to remove curse. Yeah, we'll take a spiritual hammer. That sounds fun. And there should be a cure moderate wounds in there. There is. Cool. Do I not have cure disease? Armor of darkness. We can click take the heal moderate wounds. Remove paralysis. Move curse. Ah, found it. Got a curse. a strength of one. No, I'm not going to take that one. That was dumb. Zone of sweet air. Ooh, that's cool. We'll take one of. We'll take zone of sweet air. That's cool. And we'll probably take. I don't want to animate anything. Dispel magic's probably a good idea too. And that's the end of that. Let's go to Jahira. Make sure she's good to go. Yeah, we'll take Goodberry. There we go. We took Goodberry, y'all. Goodberry. All right, so let's do our resting. Oh, we may not rest at this time. Cannot save at this time. Do we have to leave, like, get close to leaving before we can rest? No, Cloud Kill is in the air, so we cannot go anywhere until Cloud Kill goes away. But, yeah, so that's fun. Cloud Kill needs to really just go, though, doesn't it? At this point in time, I don't think there's any reason for me to really be picking up stuff unless I plan on continuing forward. Just have Zan pick up the stuff to be identified here. Who can use that plate mail? Just wanted to make sure the plate mail wasn't like useful or something. All right, so can we rest? We can rest. Awesome. We rested. Awesome. Zan, buddy. Let's go over here to Zan. I thought I picked up... Okay, I guess I didn't. Long sword plus one. Ring of the princes plus one. So who does not have a ring on them? Oh, he doesn't have a ring on them. Oh, but by the way, let's quickly do... Remove curse. Where the hell is Remove Curse? There it is, right there. Remove Curse on Rasad. Nice. Which remove the curse item. Nice. This is a D8 plus 3. D8 plus 2. D8 plus 3. What is this? D12 plus 2, that's all, it's a pole arm. Yeah, there we go. Now we got it good. Alright, so what I had was a mess on my hands, what I had. We're going to take the Ring of the Princes. Put that on him, since that's an armor class plus 1. I don't really need that ring on me. There's a dimensional door ring that I don't really need. Let me move some of this extra stuff over to her. Or to Zan, sorry. Was this another Ring of the Princess? It is another Ring of the Princess. What the hell? Let's see if I can... Yeah, that's dope as shit. Okay. Do I have any necklaces that are useful? No, probably not. Because I kind of want to... We just swapped out the shadow armor. What did I swap it out? I swapped out shadow armor with improved shadow armor. The shadow's blade is a ton better. I don't know if she can use two-handed weapons. What does her Thaco look like now? Negative 6 and negative 3. That's still not terrible. Not for doing that extra sort of damage at all. So that's not bad. Plus, she's an improved shadow. I wish I had boots of any, like, boots I could give her, though. Let's see if I've got any boots. I don't think I do. No. It's fine. So, I don't remember what her hide and shadow is, actually, to be honest with you. Let's see what that looks like. Oh, she basically freaking disappears. That is dope as shit. Okay. All right, cool beans. All right, so we quick save it. Very well done. I'm going to check out any of the rest of the gear. Traveler's robes. And I took all the money because why not? And we're just looking for... Oh, we found a group of skeletons that we got to fight. So we're just going to take the skeletons down. Yeah, we're going to take skeletons down pretty hard. Yeah, skeletons literally did nothing to me. Well, that was fun. Wait, what is this? Ah, I found where I needed to go. Okay. Figured it out. I fingered it out, y'all. Are you ready? I fingered it out. Now we're going to move where I think is into... Is this into... Nope, this is just a skeleton warrior that is basically unarmed. With a... some sort of two-handed sword that's not really all that important. Ooh, Zan took a lot of damage. That's okay. Okay, hold on. All right, you know what? Girly, get over there and stab.
My wounds are too grave. I am a dead
You're
man.
Fine. Damn! Emoin hit! Like 30 damage. Not bad. Not bad at all. Not bad at all. Okay. Somebody leveled up. And it looked like someone just did a thing. Grab everybody together. That was a worthless endeavor, I think. And somebody leveled up. I don't know who leveled up. Did Zan leveled up? Oh, Zan already leveled up. I forgot to give him his level up. Thaco reduced by one. He gained two more spells. Nice. Did anyone else level up? I don't think so. I think he was the only one leveled up. I also completely forgot about his spells. Let's give him mirror image. That sounds fun. And what is this? Wraith form? Oh, that sounds cool too. Yeah, no, that sounds really dope. And now we've got some higher level spells, which is Etten's Healing. I'll take one of those. We've got Minor Sequencer. Those spells must... Okay. So, that's cool. Belton's Burning Blood. Ooh, that's dope. Dark Aura Cleansing. Ooh, that's cool. I'll take one of those. That's awesome. Okay. We're good to go. Save it again. Probably going to rest again because it's a good idea. And now we move forward. I figured out where we need to go now. Okay, we rested. We fought some zombies. And we have reached the final door. Let's go in. Let's go inside. All right, the Temple of Baal. This is the final confrontation with Saravok. I intend not to let him escape, though I doubt he'll surrender. I must make preparations for the difficult battle ahead. Oh boy. Zan goes, thinking of the events of old has certainly distracted me from my current situation. The war between Omn and Baldur's Gate. Do you think this conflict is inevitable? I'm going to say I do not want to think of the war right now. Sorry. Okay. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to stack everyone up at the door for now. And I'm going to grab Emoin, right? And we're going to... Oh, Hide in Shadows failed. What the hell? Why did Hide in Shadows fail? We're just going to have her sneak around the edge of the room. All right. So the Battle Horror died. And dropped a Detect Invisibility spell. Okay. Tried to hide in shadows again, failed. All right, so somebody shot at me in the room with Saravok, but it's fine. All right, who just leveled up? It looks like we're getting level ups tonight, baby. All right, so it looks like Khalid leveled up. We're going to take Mace Morningstar one more time, which puts us at High Master, which is pretty good. There we go. All right. So let's pull everyone back here. Oh, another Battle Master who just died. All right. So that's three. So what we're doing is kind of doing some sneaky shit around the room. All right, what just happened? Something just triggered a trap. Okay, I just found a trap. Let's see if we can disarm it. Okay, let's move everyone to this section of the room here. And what we're doing is we're moving around the map of the room very, very, very slowly, trying to trigger... can we hide in shadows now? Hide in shadows worked. It's okay. It's okay. I just found a lightning trap.
You are indeed family.
All right. So Sarah Vox started speaking.
Does not matter in the end. Ultimately, I will prevail, and a new era will be born unto the realms.
I don't know if you could hear that over the music, because I could barely hear it. He says, "You are indeed family. No other could have lived to propose me in person. Of course, it will not matter in the end. Ultimately, I will prevail, and a new era will be born unto the realms." I have a few options. I'm going to say, "You must be another way, brother. We could rally and fight this evil together. Do you not realize there is no great evil to fight, save that within ourselves? But together we could face such evil. Together we would be stronger." He says, Yeah, he just said that. He says, "I cannot be stronger. I am strong now. It is you who are the weak one. You were destroyed your slayer within. I have tamed mine and use him as I see fit. The god is dead, but his power is there, waiting for a will. That will is mine. All others shall fall by the wayside. Come and face your brother. Face me. Face the Lord, new Lord of Murder. Angelo, Tazak, reveal yourselves and let us finish this now." All right. Here goes literally nothing. All right, Saravok is barely injured. Emoin is in some shit right now. And I want Emoin to get her ass out of there. Literally right now. Does anyone have healing pots? Fuck. Nope. Hold on. Somebody's got to have a healing pot somewhere. Give it to Emoin now. Oh, she has healing pots. What am I doing? What does this do? Magical non-physical damage. Oh.
I feel so cold.
All right, that's fine. I need her to heal again. Who just leveled up? It looks like my boy Khalid just leveled up and gained 14 hit points. Nice. I want Khalid to be taking on Saravok himself. Emoin, I need you to bounce the fuck out. And then I need you to... actually, what we need to do is go with this, the Arrows of Ice. And I need you to target Tazak now. There we go. Everyone else. Attack Saravok immediately. Saravok just fell like the asshole he is, leaving only Tazak in the room. And we're about to become a hero of Baldur's Gate. We just became the hero of Baldur's Gate. And everyone survived. Alright, so... And Emoin just leveled up, apparently. So that's cool. Oh, she has no set traps. I didn't know she can find traps. I didn't know she could set traps. That's funny. I'm actually going to put a ton of points in Moving Shadow just in case I ever do this again. I don't know. I'm just, you know, doubling up on my... Let's not be a complete dumbass quota right now. Alright, so I just unlocked... You have defeated your brother Saravok and present the brand of the war on the East Sword Coast. On his body, you find a sword that all means rightfully belong to you. And now he says we should return to Dukal Palace and report your success. Which I honestly... That was very nice. Oh, Angelo is still uninjured there at the top. And Angelo just died. Well, that happened. Come here, everyone. I think that's it. I actually think that's it, guys. I think we're done. What is this? Oh, it's just, I was like, is this stuff I need or no? No, it's not. Is that the end of the game?
Gorion would be proud of your actions.
I think in the base game, the game ended once you beat Saravok, if I'm not mistaken. So, with that, and one final rest.
Sleep hunted by all, and wake in a dream hunted by one. Tonight, you are the monster everyone claims you are. The kobold scorned like a rodent. The ogre that children fear comes in the night. The mobs and their torches now come for you, counting you among the creatures you once did hunt. Or so someone would have you believe. Once again, you hear the voice. A voice that now makes no secret of its origins. It speaks of destiny and nature, and of evil's bread in the bone. It says you will never be free of the mob, that they will hunt you for what you are. Murder and death run through your heart, and accepting that will supposedly give you power. The essence of Baal within you cannot be ignored. But you have not ignored it. You realize that from the first you have fought the very blood in your veins, fought dagger and claw for each victory, and ultimately you have triumphed. With righteous will, you have turned the dark forces within you to good purpose. Whatever the foundation of your being, you have remade yourself in your own image. Amidst threats it does not yet know are empty, the voice tries to play upon your doubts, but finds none. As you stare unwavering, the presence grows weaker and weaker. As it fades from your mind, one warning does stand out amidst the din. It speaks of others that will listen where you have not, others that will embrace what you have rejected, and others that will be your death. This describes but one man, and you know of no other it could be. He who orchestrated your fall, deceived your comrades, and deserves all that your justice shall meet upon him. Saravok. He is a debt that must be paid to the whole of the Sword Coast. You awake sure of your cause, and of what must be done.
I actually already beat him, game. But okay. And who leveled up then? Jahira leveled up. Okay. We'll take quarterstaff. For the win. Thank you. Do I need to go back in there then? Because I just beat him. He's dead. Yeah, Saravok's dead, y'all. His body's not on the ground anymore, though. I see. Oh, I see what's going on. Okay. I was just looking to see if there was any more. There's a battle horror in here. Okay. Well, yeah, there we go. That's game. Okay. Well, it says to continue, I need to go to Dukal Palace, which I'm pretty sure will begin the Siege of Dragonspear campaign. So let's take a moment to save the game and let's talk about Baldur's Gate save 28. Chapter 7, 154 days, which is a little over 4 months and 8 hours in Chapter 7. All right, so straight up, let's talk about Baldur's Gate a little bit. If you're wondering, you've seen the story, so I don't have to explain the story. I don't really have to explain the characters. I just now have to talk about my thoughts on everything and how I felt about the core party I built and how everything kind of fell together. I have made no bones about it over the last, you know, this season has gone on for about, you know, realistically 28 weeks, because it's 28 episodes. So about half a year. I actually expected it to go on closer to 50 something episodes. But me turning the difficulty down in episode 20-ish, really helped remove things along a lot quicker. If this were a Aurora engine game or something like that, I probably wouldn't have turned the difficulty down because that wouldn't have bothered me so much. But I have made no bones about how much I dislike the Infinity engine. I think having played through this entire game, I just don't like. Do I want to continue and play into Baldur's Gate? There's another level up, apparently. Would I like to continue playing into Baldur's Gate? Oh, I didn't save it. Apparently, I didn't save that I did that. I don't know why. I'm a little curious. What the fuck? Why can't I level up anything for her? We'll take the Waskoshki. That's fine. I didn't actually level up Emoin. So, but I don't like Infinity Engine games. I don't like the isometric style a whole lot. Like I tolerate it a lot more in more modern games like Pillar of Eternity or Divinity Original Sin. I tend to do better in it in those games for some reason. But the way everything is kind of presented in these older games, in the older Infinity Engine games, it's really frustrating for me to move around because I constantly run into walls and stuff like that. I don't know about all of those other games, how they handle everything. But I do know that just how this was handled, it just felt off to me. And I know I'm going to get some flack for that because I talk so much about how I love Morrowind and how I love things like wizardry and dungeon crawlers like Might and Magic. I love that first-person style for classic RPGs, Daggerfall being one of those. But if it's going to be third-person, it's almost necessary for it to be a true 3D game for me. And this may not be the case because I do plan on hitting another Infinity Engine style game in a future season. Probably season 4 will be an Infinity Engine style game with Divinity Original Sin. It's a toss up between a Divinity Original Sin and Jade Empire at this point in time. So, but long story short, I liked the game in general, but there was a lot about the game that just did not sit right with me. There's a lot about the game that just felt weird to play, especially at the beginning. It was really difficult. I feel like even if I lowered the difficulty, it would still be difficult. I will say that when I played it in the Aurora engine or Neverwinter Nights 2 engine, I actually felt it was too hard in the third edition engine. And I don't think it's as buggy, but I did find some crashes in that engine, which is what led me to actually switch over to the Infinity Engine version, to the Infinity Engine version. And again, I'm in this weird place where I enjoyed my time with it, but would I go back? Probably not. I just can't see myself really doing that. But who knows? Maybe in the future we'll do Siege of Dragonspear, which I hear is not a very long campaign, which is like maybe 6 to 8 hours of a campaign. So that'd be really short. Really short season. And then we can move on to Baldur's Gate 2 at some point in some eventuality. If we all live that long, of course. Really, you know, I'm struggling. It's weird because I'm actually struggling to find things to talk about this game. Story about this game. It's bog standard. Like nowadays it's bog standard Dungeons and Dragons. Big bad evil, you're the child of a god, big bad evil guy, blah blah blah. It's all right, It's nothing I ain't seen before. Nothing I ain't seen before at this point. When I first played Baldur's Gate years ago, and thankfully I forgot 98% of the plot. But when I played it years ago when I was a kid, it was already bog standard at that point. Whenever I actually played Baldur's Gate, I'd been a big fan of games like Shining Force and Final Fantasy and games that are just a lot easier to play. And I actually had played, I believe I played Icewind Dale before I played this with some friends of mine. And again, I didn't like it then. Really not sure I like it now. So the story's fine overall. The characters are fun. I liked Zan a lot, and I kind of hope that you would see him in future. I don't think he's actually going to show up. I loved Rasad. I think Rasad is awesome. I'm kind of sad he didn't talk more. Zan really, towards the end of the game, and I think it's because of some mods I uninstalled, but Zan really overtook conversation a lot. Jahira, Khalid, awesome characters, and I'm really excited to see how those characters evolve into who, if we ever get there. Imuin, fantastic character. And I loved the dynamic between her and the player character. And of course, the player character actually had a lot of personality in this game, depending on how you wanted to take it. And that was really nice. Where do I rank this? That's a good one. That's a good thought to say is, where do I rank this among RPGs I've played? It's in the middle. It's not the greatest. It'll probably get knocked down as we continue to play classic RPGs, but I think this sits in the middle of the BioWare games. This sits squarely in the middle. I think as I play more BioWare games, I think it's going to sit squarely in the bottom, just due to being Infinity Engine, which is sad. Would it probably be more fun if I had another person playing with me? Probably. But coordinating recording times is next to impossible for me because of my work schedule and life schedule and all that stuff. So I don't have a whole lot more to talk about. It's a good game. It's not great. It's perfectly serviceable. And if you like going back to the old school 1998 sort of thing, give it a shot. Do I recommend really playing it? I hear Baldur's Gate 2 is better on the all in all. And play through this on story mode or easy mode to get yourself a character ready for Baldur's Gate 2. I will be trying Baldur's Gate 2 in eventuality, but if you're just looking for like an isometric thing, go play Divinity's Original Sin, go play Pillar of Eternity, go play anything else. There you go. That's my official recommendation. I give it a 9 out of shield. There you go. I don't know. Anyways, give me a couple weeks and after this episode's done, after this episode goes live, should be 2 weeks. I'm going to take 2 weeks off of actually uploads. And I know I've taken a lot of weeks off because of family issues. You can check out the Patreon for all the information, because I will be posting another update on the Patreon. It'll be a public update. But I'll be posting another update before this episode goes live. So you just go check out the Patreon. It'll give you all the details on what's going on in my life. If you are coming back to this in posterity, this was recorded on Wednesday, September 7th, if you're wondering. And we'll be going live on the 17th of September. So, check that out. Check out the Patreon from that time to get a full explanation as to what's actually going on in my life at this time. So you're all in the loop. In addition to that, I have a YouTube channel where we're going to be live streaming. I'm going to be trying to live stream. I'm going to be doing 2 test live streams. I should have done them already by the time this episode's gone live. And should be coming back into... Like, as soon as this episode goes live, next Tuesday, I'll be playing. So, I'll be doing 2 test live streams this weekend. As of recording, I'll be doing some test live streams. You guys won't be there, but the patrons will. Go check it out. Those, of course, everything I live stream will be on the Patreon. So if you missed the first live streams, you can go check out the full live streams on Patreon under the Retro Suffering and the Morrowind Rebirth runs as I play those. So, of course, you can check me out on, you can check out the Discord, check all the links in the doobly-doo Discord, TikTok, Twitter, of course, the YouTube channel, blah, 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 blah. This has been fun. Next up, Knights of the Old Republic. Oh, Lord, I cannot wait. I cannot wait to be a Jedi. I'll see you in space, y'all. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.